Urgent, urgent. What if the holy souls in purgatory appeared to you in a dream and told you, "We are in danger. We need your prayers. Please pray for us now. We are in so much suffering." What would you do? Maybe you'd get thrown off. Maybe you'd be so scared and you wouldn't even know what to do. Did this actually happen? It did. And I will tell you to whom. In today's video, I will share this beautiful experience and what I've learned and what we can do for the souls in purgatory. Please join me in today's video. Friends, let's pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray with the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My wonderful friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and I'm Alvaro, and it is a pleasure to be here with you. I just want to tell you, if you're watching this video, I am praying for you. I pray for all those that watch these videos. That's a promise of mine. If you want to be prayed for, watch my videos. I mean, isn't that just makes it so easy? You don't even have to pray for yourself. I will do the praying for you, and I will put all the souls in purgatory to pray for you and for your needs and for your family, so you can just relax and check out all the videos and just watch and learn. Not many YouTubers can guarantee you that, but I can. So another thing is, I love doing this. This is so much fun. Thank you for watching these videos. Thank you for supporting this channel. We are now at 2,000 subscribers. Woo! I'm so excited. It's been less than a year and God has been so good. This is such a gift for me. I want you to know how much fun this is. See the smile on my face? I am so happy, and I hope that you are able to receive joy from watching these videos. If you love this channel, if you like this channel, if you like these videos, hit the like button, support it, leave a comment, leave a question, leave a complaint. If you like speaking about that, sometimes YouTube will filter out certain things that people leave. I don't always have control over that. So just know that if you leave a comment and YouTube deletes it for some reason, I'm not sure why. So I try to leave all the comments there so that, you know, we can have an open and honest conversation. But if you'd like to support this channel, obviously, please pray for me. You can also support me on patreon.com. It's a way that you can become a monthly supporter, anywhere from like $5 to $10, $15, or whatever you'd like. Or you can go and check out my merchandise on Etsy. And I ordered one of my own merchandise on my own first customer. I'll have to show you the t-shirt later. It's really beautiful. And it has the words of the Blessed Mother to the three children at Fatima: "My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God." That's kind of what it says in this poster. It's a poster with that quote of her being a refuge. So someone was watching one of my videos about purgatory, and then it was either a friend of theirs, she says it was her spiritual mother, had a dream. So her mother, her spiritual mother's mother, haven't lost you so far, her spiritual mother's mother died in January. And she went to her local church and asked for prayers to be said. Well, those prayers, or those masses were being offered that she had offered. But what happened was that maybe this was a large parish, or maybe the masses that had been offered, it was the end of them or something like that. And so they stopped offering those masses for one reason or another. I didn't get all the details. And then after that happened, she had a dream where her great uncle appeared to her, and, or he was in the dream. He gave her a call and he said, "I'm really worried about your mother. She is not doing well." And the implication in the dream was that she was still in purgatory suffering. Well, that person, she woke up and was just so distraught. It's as if from the dream, she sensed the suffering that her mother was still in. and it kind of frazzled her. They were actually from San Diego, and they called me, and I'm here in Texas. And when I got the message through Psychology Today, which is where I'm listed as a therapist, and I was like, this is interesting. Usually I get requests for therapy, not for like YouTube masses. So I didn't really know exactly what they were asking, but when we were on the phone talking, she was just asking me a lot of questions about how to best pray for the souls in purgatory. And I thought this was a perfect opportunity to bring this again to the surface about praying for the souls in purgatory. First of all, for us to recognize the urgency. The urgency. If you knew that you had loved ones, even if you knew that there was people out there that were suffering, that were in so much pain, making reparation to God's justice, and they were maybe in darkness or maybe in some of these mysterious sufferings that we don't even know how to describe. We often describe it using the terms of fire. But if they were there in this purgatory fire, burning and anxious to see God and unable to do anything for themselves, wouldn't you want to do something? Wouldn't you want to come in and be the hero? Of course you would. Of course you would. Really? Please, of course you would. Say yes. Yes, we would. All of us want to be heroes, correct? Well, we can be heroes for the souls in purgatory each and every day. We can be Christ to these people. If we are baptized into Christ, we are called to be Christ-like. We have been given the Holy Spirit to be like Jesus for these people and to help save them. Jesus gives us this privilege. It's an honor that we can participate in Christ's saving work. That means, that's what the church officially teaches theologically. What it means is that we can save just like Jesus because he's sharing in his saving ministry. Isn't that amazing? And praying for the souls in purgatory is one of the most wonderful ways we can do that because there's so many that are there. So what's something that happens in our parishes? Typical here in Texas, they're large. They only have one mass a day except on Sundays. So they maybe in a given year only have 500 masses that can be offered. Well, at my parish, for instance, there's 1,500 parishioners. So if each parishioner only, goes and asks for 10 masses, 1,500, that's like, can you imagine? I mean, that'd be like 15,000 masses. I don't know if I did the math correct, but that would be like 5 years worth of masses that they would be booked solid just for only asking for 10 masses. And many of you belong to parishes that are just like that. So what do we do? And that's what her request was, what do we do? I feel stuck. Okay, so first of all, what I would do is I would find religious communities that you like and see if they have a website that you can request for masses and intentions there. Often we will get letters from people that are asking for requests, these religious communities. See if you can contact them directly to have masses said, intentions for masses said. It's easiest, obviously, if you order them online. So for instance, I typically go to the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, because they have an easy system and I love their spirituality. You can request one mass, you can request many. Usually they ask for a $10 donation, which is nothing because the mass is of infinite value. So it's like paying $10 for a Mercedes. It's a deal. It's amazing. And usually this stipend goes to the priest or to some cause that particular community has. You can also request Gregorian masses. Many of you probably know this story. Pope St. Gregory was a monk, one of the monks. Before he was a pope, he was a monk. One of the monks died and requested 30 masses to be said for the repose of his soul. They did that. They were continuous. So for 30 days, one mass each day. These came to be known as Gregorian masses. Certain communities offer them. The Marians, for instance, offer them. I think there's one community called the Pious Union of St. Joseph, or it's a religious community associated with St. Joseph that does that. There's other communities throughout the world and the United States that offer these Gregorian masses, where basically you give a donation for 300 masses and the priest basically promises that he will say one mass every day for 30 days for a particular soul. So it has to be for someone who's died. You can also contact a priest friend and tell them and verbally get their assent. Can you please say these masses for so-and-so and have them to verbally commit? Now, suppose that you can't have masses specifically offered in the sense of the intention, where you go to a church and you sign on your intentions. You should also, and you can also go to the mass and offer the mass that you receive yourself. How does this work? Well, typically what I do is before Mass start, I usually tell the Blessed Mother, Blessed Mother, I give to your hands this Mass for all the souls in purgatory, especially those that have none to pray for them. That's a common intention that I have. I usually entrust it to her because she's holier and smarter than me. So she knows what to do with the Mass better than I do. So I just give it to her and she's kind of like my financial spiritual advisor, you want to put it that way. You know, so I give it to Mary and then Mary gives it to Jesus in a way that she and Jesus know. You know, she's so holy, she knows what to do best. I also sometimes do that at the moment of communion when I receive Jesus in the Eucharist and he's in my mouth and I kind of physically envision, Blessed Mother, I give you this Eucharist for the souls in purgatory. Please receive it. I say it just from my heart, a simple prayer. I do it then, or as I keep Jesus in my mouth and I just let him be there, I pray in that moment offering the Eucharist. Another time to do it is when the priest is lifting up the chalice or he's lifting up the host. Those are beautiful moments when you're deep in prayer to offer the Mass for the souls in purgatory. Now, what's the difference between having the Mass intention and you offering the Mass in your own intentions? I'm not sure. I think it might be difficult to know the exact difference. But my own sense is that it's more intense if you have the Mass offered as an intention. Speaking on the subject of intentions, you should also look up major shrines that offer lots of Masses. For instance, Mexico City, Our Lady of Guadalupe, from like 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., they literally have Mass every hour on the hour. I've been there and literally, as one priest is leaving, another one is coming out, and another Mass is said all day long. There's probably shrines like this around the world. Now, I don't know if they only have the website in Spanish, but you can go there and have Masses offered. And since they have so many Masses offered, like 15 or 16 a day, you know, they're offering hundreds and thousands of Masses each year. So look for a local shrine like that near you, or a monastery. Look for a Benedictine monastery, for instance, where there's many monks living. Look for some religious community that can be your go-to a spiritual source of offering Masses for the souls in purgatory that you love, or those in your family, or even those that you're not aware of. Now, other prayers. In the book, Get Us Out of Here, and in many books on purgatory, they usually in the back say prayers for the poor souls. I don't know if you can see that. And they usually have a treasury of prayers. Now, a good general rule of thumb is that when we meditate on Jesus' sufferings, or we offer his sufferings, specifically the sufferings that he carried on the cross, when we offer those to our Heavenly Father, those prayers are the most effective. For instance, the Stations of the Cross would be a good example of that. The Divine Mercy Chaplet would be another example. The Mass is a representation of Calvary. That's why it's so powerful. The Sorrowful Mysteries is another example. The Seven Sorrows of Mary is another example. And there's many prayers that are like that. There is, for instance, a prayer that it's always said that it was revealed to St. Bridget to reveal 1,000 souls from purgatory. Now, about that prayer, I did read from a priest that he was trying to find that prayer in the writings of St. Bridget, and he wasn't able to find specifically where it said that the Lord revealed this to her. Now, that doesn't mean that that's not true. It just means that he wasn't able to find it. So I'm trying to research, where did our Lord reveal it to her? Where is it written in her writings so we can see this? In this book, all it says is a prayer which will deliver many souls from purgatory. So it doesn't guarantee 1,000 souls. However, we should hope and ask God to release as many souls as possible. So she has many, many different types of prayers. For instance, prayer from the Mass for the deceased. And then she had another prayer, this prayer of great help to the poor souls. And she lists many, many other prayers. She lists a way that we can pray the rosary for the souls in purgatory. She lists a way that we can offer sacrifices and attach a prayer to it. She offers many, many prayers. There's like 10 or 15 different prayers, almost like litanies for the poor souls in purgatory. So there's many different prayers in the back. if you have struggles in thinking of how to pray for them, I usually love praying the Rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet are kind of my go-to along with the Mass. Another prayer that you should be aware of that is really cool, is the Novena of Divine Mercy. The Novena of Divine Mercy Chaplets. This is awesome because Jesus revealed this novena to St. Faustina, and each of the days was offered for a specific intention. Well, day 8 is specifically offered for the souls in purgatory. Well, you could take that day's prayer and offer it every day. So if instead of, you can change up the novena, and instead of offering that novena for different intentions, keep it for the souls in purgatory. I'm sure Jesus wouldn't mind because they need our prayers. So this, and there's so many other prayers. Again, the Mass, Gregorian Masses, attending Masses, or as traditionally they used to say, hearing Masses, offering your communions, offering your spiritual communion. A spiritual communion is when you aren't able to go to Mass and you say a prayer like, Jesus, I'm not able to receive you sacramentally, but I ask you to please come into my heart at this moment. Especially if you're watching a Mass on TV, offer that spiritual communion to Jesus for the souls in purgatory. Now, on spiritual communions, I remember reading, I don't know where, that a saint had a vision of sacramental communions when you actually eat Jesus in the Eucharist, and spiritual communions. And that person was having doubts, like, are spiritual communions even real? Well, Jesus showed her a vision, and he showed her the spirit, the sacramental communions in a golden vase and the spiritual communion in a silver vase, meaning they're both precious, one more than the other, but they're both precious. So don't forget to do those. Then we can offer all prayers having to do with Jesus' sufferings, the stations, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Sorrowful Mysteries, the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows, any devotion like that, the Precious Blood devotion that's offered from Thursday to Friday. Some of you do that, the devotion to the Precious Blood, and many such other prayers. Any prayer offered to the souls in purgatory for them is a good thing. I would invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to show you, of the different things that I've said, which would the Holy Spirit like you to pray the most? Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. And also pray the ones that you love the most. God respects our preferences, and he often puts those preferences in our hearts for different reasons. My friends, we need to be a people that pray for the souls in purgatory. It is my honor to be their voice and to speak for them and to speak for those that have no voice for themselves. Don't forget praying for the souls in purgatory. Please pray for them. Let's keep each other in prayer. Thank you for being here. I love you. But Jesus and Mary love you more than you can possibly imagine. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.